Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking about the financial system of our society. Now, if you go back and you study the history of our nation monetarily, you'll find out that the prices in the United States were very stable for 100 years, from about 1814 to 1914. It took us from the inception of our country in 1789 until 1980, almost 200 years, to amass $1 trillion of national debt. Last year, why we amassed $1.4 trillion in 1 year. This year, we're going to have a national deficit, a debt increase of about $1.6 trillion. We're up to about $13 trillion of the national debt now, and increasing at the rate of $1 to $1.5 trillion a year. How long can you continue running the debt up, and where is America going, and where does money come from? Well, our guest this evening is Bill Sardi. He's written a fascinating treatise. It appeared on Lou Rockwell, simply going into the Federal Reserve System and what they're teaching our children in schools about this wonderful monetary system we have that, of course, guarantees them health and wealth in the future. All they have to do is invest their money wisely in the banks. But, Bill, you pick up the story.
The Federal Reserve is out to teach your children and teachers, and has online games, videos, speeches, and believe it or not, how to become a millionaire on the Federal Reserve site. You're just missing out on everything if you haven't visited their brand new site. Now, they know that they've got a soured relationship with the American people, so they've got this thing to kind of re-propagandize American children. Let's just start with them. And tell them, why don't you put all your money in the bank and lose it? No, they don't tell you that. I have to tell you that. Because the Federal Reserve has all of these curriculums in here for different age groups, and teachers are supposed to download it. It says, explain to your students that they will get all of their money back by the end of the class, and that we'll pay them a nickel for each dollar they deposited. Please. Tell me which American bank I can do that in today. None. And this is their example. And they go on to say that the banks review the creditworthiness of borrowers before they make a loan. How laughable. What in the world was this real estate crisis? The liar's loans? And the Federal Reserve did nothing. And they let all the banks offer all those real estate loans without them double-checking on the employment and the money in the bank and the creditworthiness of borrowers. They just let it go. And the Federal Reserve, which it says on their own website, has authority over these banks, never took a second look at all. They let it all happen.
And, of course, they were letting people who couldn't afford a home buy a home. And they were letting them buy a home with little or nothing down, so they had nothing in the home. And monthly payments, they'd get these very, very low monthly payments, you know, adjustable loans, and get into a house very, very cheaply. And then 3 years later, well, of course, the loan adjusts upward. But these are people who could not afford a home, should never have been allowed to buy a home. And the Federal Reserve System went right along with the whole scam and set up this whole financial debacle that has, of course, rocked not only the economy of the United States, but the economy of nations throughout the world, and is still doing the same thing. Bill, go right ahead with the story.
I want to say that you're missing out on becoming a millionaire, and the Federal Reserve tells you how to do this. You put the money in the bank. Now, you're capitalizing the banks for free. And normally, when I capitalize somebody, that is, buy stock or something, then since I put up the money for their business, I get something back. Well, in this case, you get a paltry amount back. You get, well, 1.2% these days, and the rate of inflation is higher than that. So you're losing money on your banked money. You're losing the purchasing power due to inflation. And, of course, here's the story. The Federal Reserve tells you, you can put your money in the bank. Let's say it draws 4% over time. These are my figures. But it won't. Put $1,000 in and leave it in there for 50 years. So you start at age 20, you go to almost age 70, retirement age. You use a 50-year period is what they're using. So you do that, and your money is going to pile up. Now, they're not offering you 4%, but I'm being liberal here. And your money, your $1,000 that you put in, and you compound it, and over time, it'll be worth $7,364. Now, what they don't tell you on the Federal Reserve website is that's not adjusted for inflation. So with inflation at 3% a year, you end up with $7,364 in the bank in numbers that you see there. But you see, due to inflation, you would need $7,352 to equal the $1,000 you put in there due to inflation. So it's a wash. You didn't make anything. But they're not going to tell you that.
The thing is, you're going to have to pay income tax on the dividends that you got.
You're going to have to pay a little income tax. And again, you're losing. You have to beat inflation plus the taxes in order for you to do this. Now, real good calculators online will do that for you, and you have to watch the little catch. And so inflation between, averaged since 1913, 3.42%. It's very consistent. We can rely on the Federal Reserve to take our money and make it worth less and less in purchasing power every year, and they've done that since 1913. Over that time, it has a 2,000% compounded loss. That's what it has. That's the track record of the Federal Reserve.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Bill Sardis. He's just talking about the program that they have up on the Federal Reserve website that's supposed to be taught in our schools. The school children telling them that they just put their money in the bank and they put $1,000 in the bank over a 50-year period at 4% interest. It comes out to about $7,400. But they said if you actually calculate the inflation, why, of course, you actually end up losing money by the time you certainly end up paying taxes on your dividends. Why you put your money in the bank, you're sure actually through inflation and taxation to lose a considerable part of the value of your original investment. But, of course, the Federal Reserve is not going to tell you that because it doesn't talk about how their whole program of fiat money is simply to inflate away the value of currency and steal from the average individual. Bill, you pick up the story.
Well, they have this little chart, and it says here, to meet your retirement goals, by the age of 65, start putting $2,743 a year at age 20 into a bank account, and it will be $1 million when you reach the age of 65. From age 20 to 65, $2,743. Now, that would be over a couple hundred dollars a month. So now, what's the assumption here? The assumption is that was drawing 10% interest. 10% interest compounded annually? Do you know anybody on Wall Street? Do you know anybody who's getting a 10% return on real estate, stocks, bonds, or anything?
Well, the people who invested with Bernie Madoff did. They were getting 11%.
They were. Okay, but in the Ponzi scheme, so that your listeners can recall. But they give our children this example online and say you can become a millionaire. Now, the Federal Trade Commission would sanction and fine anybody who had a scheme like this online and told people to give them money, except the Federal Reserve. They're allowed to get away with this. And by the way, they tell you that if you want to give into your, donate some money into a 401k plan, that's a deferred tax plan. You put the money in, you don't pay taxes on some of your income you got until you take it out years later. And they say that's the best 1-2 punch in investing because you get the tax deferred money. Well, okay, so now you escape the tax that Dr. Stan talked about, but they didn't tell you the 401k plans have lost 30%, 31% to be frank, as specific, over the last 2-3 years. So it's not like, you know, like coins or something. This stuff disappears. I mean, it vanishes, it shrinks the purchasing power of your money. They go on to show you a little loan application here. The teachers are supposed to take out loans, and you do this, and you have everybody write down, they apply for a loan, how much they want, they get approved or not. But there's no qualifiers on the loan application. The kids don't learn. You have to have a certain income, maybe some money in the bank, maybe a good credit history. None of that is talked about here. It's mentioned, but it's not on the classroom form that they show you. So now, one of the first things the Federal Reserve wants you to do is understand, and they tell it to you and the children right away, is this is a fractional banking system. Now, they tell it from their side. What does fractional banking mean? It means you put the money in the bank, and it serves as the reserve for money that is loaned out, about 10%. So if the bank loans out $10,000, it keeps $1,000 in reserve and really only has $9,000 then to loan out. Your $1,000 stays in the bank. That's what you have in your bank account. It's in a savings account. They don't want you to take it out because if you do, as it explains, you'll shortchange the bank and all the lenders. We can't have any bank runs. Ladies and gentlemen, a bank run is our only recourse to make these bankers straighten up who've been so fraudulent over the years. If we don't exercise the right to have a bank run, anyway, they try and tell you, please don't run on the bank. Please don't all pull your money out, because we'll have to recall these loans. Well, your money is serving for 1/10 reserve of the loan. They don't tell you that your $1,000 gets turned into $10,000 out of thin air. This is not on the website. That they have the right to, the privilege to make money. Yeah, like printing it in a way. They just make it out of thin air, and they loan out $9,000 of this imaginary made-up money for every $1,000 that you keep in the bank. You're the reserve. They get to loan that out. If they loan out $9,000 off of your $1,000 reserves, you make, let's say, I'm going to be liberal here, 3% interest. You're not making that. You're making 1.2. But let's say 3%. On your $1,000, which is the reserves, you're making $30 a year. They get to loan out $9,000 at, let's say, 5%. They make $9,000 times 5 is $450 a year. They make $450 a year off of your $1,000 deposit, and you make $30. Sound fair to you? No. Of course, it's a fraud, and it's been going on forever. The banks make a killing, and you lose money because that 30 bucks, you not only pay tax on it, but it isn't keeping up with the rate of inflation. So the whole thing is, a sleight of hand as they go on with this. Now they're after your children, and, of course, they want to tell you now, no bank runs. Don't be bad children, so don't run down to the bank. Well, what would you like to do? We have no recourse against these crooks. They go on to explain, and they've got this nice little chart here for all the children to understand it. The Federal Reserve gets money, and I have a chart. All of this is a report that was online at lourockwell.com, and it's called Welcome to Fedville, which is what the Federal Reserve is talking about. That's the name of their site. Welcome to Fedville, the Federal Reserve, in their own words, pictures, and online games. It's my report at lourockwell.com. And they go on to explain that the Federal Reserve takes its money and lends it out to the banks. It's the little banker's bank, you see. It's the central bank, and that's where everybody gets their money from. But where does the Federal Reserve get its money from? They don't want you to know that. That comes from the U.S. Mint, a branch of the Department of the Treasury. For every $1 that they put in their bank, they just get it from the U.S. Mint at 6.5 cents, the printing cost per bill. If they get a $100 bill, it's 6.5 cents. They get a $50 bill, 6.5 cents. Same thing, just the cost of printing. My God, I would love that. You mean I can just pay the cost of printing and you can give me a $100 bill? Yeah, then they get to loan that out. They tell you they turn all the profits of the Federal Reserve back to the U.S. government. However, it tells you right here on the site, if you read it carefully, that 6% of the profits are taken off the top and given to the stockholders of the Federal Reserve. So while they're talking out of one side of their mouth, this is the doublespeak, that they turn all the profits back, but it's only after they have their take of 6%.
But now, who are the stockholders of the Federal Reserve?
The stockholders are all of the branches, all the 8,000 banks that are the members. So in turn, but there, you remember now, there are some overseers of the Federal Reserve. Some of them are outside this country. That's where we have the Rothschild family in England and all that. So some of those people are making money in this, too. There are 12 Federal Reserve branch banks. These banks are the hallowed can't-fail banks because they set themselves at the top of the pile. And they're taking a cut, essentially, on every dollar that goes through our country. Now, the Constitution outlined that we would have gold-backed dollars, we would have silver-backed money, and then it would go straight out. It didn't talk about another bank being in between. And so what we have now is a reckless, irresponsible bank that's not accountable to the people, who doesn't want to be audited, and will only consent now to this one-time audit that finally Ron Paul has pushed through Congress. And this is the group that's been stealing money from you and your family for decades, and you didn't know it. And now they want to steal it from your children, too, and they want to convince them in this propaganda online. And they go on to explain, and this is really interesting, that if you drop the interest rate, remember now, they're loaning out money to the banks. Who's your bank locally? Bank of America? Wells Fargo? Somebody that you know? Okay, that's where you bank. They get their money from the Federal Reserve. They often try to get it from other banks before they get it from the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve will loan that out at a low rate of interest or a higher rate of interest. Now, when there's too much money in the economy, which would cause inflation, they raise the interest rate. And when the economy needs a little help, they lower the interest rate. Well, it goes on to say, and it shows you here, you can set the interest rate. It's called the Fed Chairman Game. Kids can play it, and you can put the interest rate up or down. And then it tells you what the news headlines will say. So if the interest rate is only 0.25%, it shows you here that the headline in the newspapers will be rising inflation is feared. Well, of course. And they tell you this, and yet Alan Greenspan did this very same thing. He was the chairman. He lowered the interest rate, created the bubble in the economy, and said he had nothing to do with it. Why? The Federal Reserve? That wasn't us. That was somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, they indict themselves on their own website. It's really just another example of great propaganda. That's all I know.
And, of course, the whole problem is today that the people who created the problems we're having financially are the Federal Reserve System. And how are we going to correct the problem? Well, we're going to give more power to the Federal Reserve System that created the system in the first place. But remember, of course, the Federal Reserve is owned by the private banks, and they are benefiting tremendously by this whole scam. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, the Federal Reserve on...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And trouble is, a lot of people have bought homes and now they're underwater. Certainly, at least 20% of all the home loans are underwater. In other words, the homes are worth a lot more, a lot less than the mortgage on them. And then they're trying to get you to go out and buy a home now, but what's going to happen? Well, all the indications are the prices are going to drop even further. But if they get you into a home now, why, you're going to be trapped and you're going to lose money. But go right ahead, Bill.
I have a chart that the Federal Reserve doesn't want you to see. You can go to Lew Rockwell, lewrockwell.com. It's a libertarian website. I post articles there because they give me some exposure. I don't know if I am a pure libertarian or not. I keep learning about wonderful things that they have and their savvy of ideas. You're facing a very sinful man to try to do anything, because I think the libertarian ideas are somewhat idealistic, but you need to be. And we need to have a good model and a good way of doing currency in our economy and banking. And the Austrian economists were the ones who set all this out, and the libertarians adopted it. But here I show you on a chart where money comes from. The Department of Treasury gives it to the U.S. Mint, the authority to make nickels, dimes, quarters, and paper money. That's sold to the Federal Reserve for 6.5 cents. The Federal Reserve loans it out to the little banks at a small percent of interest, but takes 6% of the profit for themselves as their stockholders. Those banks then loan it out, but they can't loan it until they have a reserve. They try to use your money, which is for free almost. Well, they're paying you 1.2% these days, because it's usually cheaper than the money the Federal Reserve gives, except for today. Guess what? See if you can understand this. The Federal Reserve is giving money to the banks for nothing. That was the bailout money and some other stuff in order for them to avert bankruptcy, so that all your deposited money in the bank was gone. It was vanquished. The Federal Reserve had to put that money back in. They had no reserves. So now the banks get money for nothing. But they're afraid if all those banks take that trillions of dollars that was in the bailout program and put it out into the economy and make it 10 times more. Remember, the money that's in there is going to be fractional, so they're going to make it 10 times more. We'll have a flood of, a glut of money. A glut of money means we're going to go out and spend it. That increases demand. On a supply-demand basis, the price of everything from food, homes, and everything will go up, and we'll have massive, what we call hyperinflation. So to stop that, the banks have frozen the money. They know they're not supposed to lend it to stop inflation. They cooked the books. They made sure the banks straightened out and balanced their books, but they've stymied, they've frozen the American economy. So I want you to imagine that you just walked into a casino in Las Vegas. The house just gave you the money to play. Guess what? You decided not to play it. Well, they told you not to play it. And you gave it back to the Federal Reserve, or in this case, the casino, and they gave you 3%. Is that insane? That's what your Federal Reserve Bank is doing today. They're paying banks 3% to park the money and give it back to them. So it's a casino, folks. And so here's what you do, is that they get to loan that money out, let's say, in a normal banking situation. They don't want to do it now because it'll cause hyperinflation. So they didn't tell you that they've intentionally frozen the economy, that unemployment will stay high, the housing industry will be destroyed, the construction industry, and all the people that are caught up in this. But let's just say we have normal banking, and you put $33,000, maybe your life savings, into the bank. The bank is going to offer you $495 at 1.5% interest. So let's use that example. You're going to get $495 of annual yield interest on that banked money in a savings account. Okay, but the bank makes $15,556 a year loaning out that money at, let's say, a 5% loan for, let's say, home loans or something. So the bank makes $15,556 a year. You make $495. Does that sound fair? Now, that was your $33,000 savings account. Now, here's what gets you. They're going to get everything back, the $33,000, in just 3 years, from the homeowner paying for the mortgage, and they're going to loan it out again. In 20 years, they're going to loan that out 10 more times, your money. They're going to
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Night with the light from
Okay, Bill, go right ahead. You're just simply saying that they're going to keep loaning that money out time and time again as the
people
pay.
Well, they will. Let me see if I can get this straight for your listeners. You take $33,000. You put it in the bank. The bank makes it 10 times more money, loans out 9/10 of it. So $33,000 will be turned into a $333,000 it becomes $290,000 loan for a home mortgage. You buy a $290,000 home. Well, but in 3 years, the bank has not paid back $290,000, but it is paid back the $33,000 that's in your bank account, serving as the reserve for this. 3 years, the interest rate is 5%, and the person who's paying on the home mortgage is paying $15,556 a year. So in just a little over 2 years, the bank has been made whole in the real money it put at risk. By the way, at risk, it never left the vault. It was your money in the bank. But so in 2 years, the other 28 years of the mortgage is pure profit for the bank. They then take and loan it out to somebody else and make more imaginary money, the $290,000 that they cook up out of nowhere, and they do this over and over again, about every little more than 2 years, every couple of years, another loan goes out, and for that $33,000 in the bank that you had in all that time, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're making a paltry little amount. You know, over 10 years, you'll make maybe $5,000, and they're going to make hundreds of thousands. So this is how this game is played, to keep you getting rich while they do. They're the counterfeiters. They get to make counterfeit money out of thin air. Where they got this privilege, where is it in the Constitution? No one knows. No one knows the bank regulation number, nothing. They just have this privilege to make money out of nothing. So, most of us know we have to live long enough, and this is one of the problems for all of us. As we're younger, we don't understand it yet. We know Dad, and then Granddad knows.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi. And this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and Bill is explaining that banks create money out of nothing. And if you have suddenly $33,000 deposited with them, they could lend out, 90% of that, $29,000, get 5% interest on that, and certainly within a couple of years, the people who've you can multiply that $29,000 nine times, and then the people are paying back, and the bank makes their money back in 2 or 3 years, then they can lend it out again, and lend it out again, and lend it out again, all based upon your original deposit of $33,000. So until people understand, first of all, the U.S. Treasury, because there's no gold or silver on deposit behind our currency, they can create all the money they want to. That's called the M1, M2, and M3. And then, of course, on top of that, so the Treasury creates money out of nothing, and then the banks create money out of nothing, and it's all fraudulent, and then we wonder why this whole world economic system is beginning to crumble. It is a house of cards built upon quicksand. But go right ahead.
I'll tell you how to do what the banks do. I want you to contact the Crane Paper Company. They're in Massachusetts, I believe, and they're the ones who supply the paper to the United States Mint to print U.S. dollars. Call them up and ask them to send you some cut paper. Take it downstairs in your basement and print on your color copy machine some U.S. dollars. What do you think? Oh, well, you wouldn't do that. What do you think the banks are doing? I mean, it's electronic money. It may not be paper money, but it's counterfeiting. If you get to make money out of nothing, isn't that counterfeiting? They can do this because it's electronic money. You don't need to go borrow it from the Federal Reserve, and this is what the little banks do. So not the central bank, but the little banks, you know, Wells Fargo, B of A, if you can call them little. Now, Granddad knows this, and you would have a hard time explaining it to Granddad because, you know, maybe he just, he and his wife live, you know, Grandma live, you know, in a little isolated way, and they're just not in tune of what the price of things cost anymore. And so you take them down to the hardware store, and Dad goes, you know, pulls out a dollar bill to pay for something that's now $10. Now, every one of us knows that, but we don't understand why. It's because the Federal Reserve has continued. Its job was to stabilize the U.S. dollar so there wouldn't be inflation, and yet they consistently have produced inflation, which is stealing money out the back door of the bank. Your money in the bank becomes worth less by about 3% a year. So if you put $10, if you put $1 in, you know, it's worth 3 cents less, you know, in a year. Over time, since 1913, when the Federal Reserve started, you know, a $1 bill is worth about 3 cents today in purchasing power. Next to what it used to. We all know, gee, eggs were just a few cents and bread was just a few pennies a loaf. And we all laugh at those figures when we're shown those things. And we don't understand it is a program way to keep us impoverished and keep the wealthy wealthy. I mean the super wealthy. I mean people you don't even know. Not Bill Gates. Not Buffett. I'm talking about people who are hidden trillionaires in this world. And you'll never see them. But they are staying in power and making sure that nobody competes with them. And that's what this whole system is. And your money keeps getting impoverished. They keep knowing about how much money you make. They do that through the right to tax, through your employer, through the census. They know where all your money is. Now, if you were going to try to beat their little system, how would you do that? Think carefully. Some of you know the answer. It's a little round, shiny piece of gold because they can't know. They might know how much you bought. They could maybe check that, especially if you bought more than $10,000 worth, you wrote a check. The government knows you wrote a check for a transaction of more than $10,000. They would know you bought something, but after that, have you ever resented that the United States government has a double taxation and after you die, there's an inheritance tax? Wait a minute, I already got this money and paid tax to make it, and now I have an inheritance tax. I'll tell you what, why don't you get some gold coins and give them to your children? Or they'll be given to them, and nobody will know. And the government has no idea at what value they were bought at and when they were bought. And you have just given your children a tax-free way to get money. Now, you know, there are lots of advantages to gold that you don't hear about. And that's one of them. And it's a very important one because we have a lot of trouble. You know, I forget what the limit is I'm allowed as a parent to give to my almost six-year-old. I think it's $10,000 a year or whatever it is the limit, tax-free. And then beyond that, he has to pay taxes. Well, I could give him a lot more if it was gold. Don't tape this show. I don't want the IRS in here. But I'm just telling you, how would they track it? See? So there are ways you can do things. And gold is outside of their system. Why is gold outside of their system? Because they can't fractionate it. See, you have it, and they don't. What you do is you only have a few paper dollars that are in your wallet, and the rest keeps going back to the bank so they can use it. And then you have checks, which means none of the money leaves the bank, and you're just using these little checks, and it stays in the banking system. And even though it's going and paying, you're pulling it out of your bank and maybe putting it from Bank of America into somebody else's account, in Wells Fargo to pay them for something, it's still in the banking system where then they can fractionate it and make it 10 times more money. When you pull money out as gold, they can't do that. The money you bought it with still goes back in the system. They can keep printing all of that phony, worthless paper money that they're doing. They've run out of money. They collect $2.4 trillion in taxes a year, and they spend right now $3.9 trillion. So we're a trillion and a half short this year and will be next year and so on. And where does that money come from? We borrow it from Japan and China and England and a few other sources. That's the national debt. Now, when China and Japan and England and so on don't want to loan it to us anymore because we refuse to cut our overbloated $1 trillion defense budget. We tell Greece and other countries to cut their spending while we only pretend to. A 3% budget cut proposed for the Department of Defense. We need to cut $500 billion out of there. We need to cut $500 billion out of Medicare for unnecessary care. But the people are going to have been attuned to that's going to be called rationing. And so what happens here is that we can't get any of this cut down to size. So how are we going to take care of the shortfall if the other countries of the world won't lend us any money? That is done through something called a treasury note. For folks that don't understand, we sell our debt to foreigners, and then we pay them interest. They send us the money. The way the world works is we buy most of the world's goods, and they end up with our dollars, and then they loan them back to us at a rate of interest. Japan, China, England, and so on. Well, we give them a piece of paper that says they have a right to get paid back what they loaned us plus interest, and that's a treasury note. Now, there's long-term and short-term notes, and they're worried these days. That used to be the fallback of all securities, that if, you know, it's the good faith and credit of the United States government, so that won't fail. Now they're thinking it is going to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, if your government refuses to cut back spending and we can't get the money overseas anymore, then we're just going to have to print it. It's called Bernanke's helicopter cure. What he said was we could just drop money from helicopters. So we could just print it and drop it, okay? Well, we've kind of been doing this covertly. We've been printing money. When you print more money, I sat at a lunch table in Palm Desert with a friend, and a lawyer friend of his came over from next door. He said, why don't they just print more money? That would take care of it. This fellow's an accomplished lawyer. If you just print more money, you dilute the value of the existing money. You put more money in the system so more people go out and spend it. That's what people do with money. And it creates more demand, and the price of cars and houses and food go up.
But, of course, eventually the whole system collapses. Now,
it
they
does,
have all sorts
but I'm
of...
trying to get to the point that if our country has only so many options left, if it can't go out and borrow the money from the foreign countries, let me leave this with your audience, it can't do that. And it can't keep printing paper money because that's going to create inflation, hyperinflation. What is their only option left? You and I have talked about this, Dr. Stan. So for the drum roll, it's called devaluation. It's called monetizing the debt. So they'll take and reissue new money in the United States. I wish somebody would watch that Crane Paper Company, see if they're making more paper, dollars, paper to print our dollars on. So we need somebody with binoculars outside their driveway. But the what happens here is they're going to, the most likely thing, this is Martin Weiss's idea that is online, and that they're going to devalue the dollar. So they give you give them 10, and they're going to give you back 7 of these new dollars. It'll probably be devalued by 30%. That would pay off all the foreign debts, the giant national debt that we owe. It'll pay those foreigners at 70 cents on the dollar. Half of the people in Japan will be shortchanged and commit suicide. China will be angry. England will be angry. They keep telling us, you default and there will be action taken against you. Now, so this is the dilemma and the problem we're in. But the most likely thing to happen here soon, somewhere out here, because they're running out of options. Unless they just totally default, 100% default, we refuse to pay anything to our creditors. Boy, that would be war, wouldn't it? But let's say they pay back 70 cents. They're still angry. These people lost money. They put up all this money to us in good faith. We didn't pay it back. So, but that's the most likely way. What is the consequence of that? Every American will be angry. It's a politician's nightmare. How does he get off the hot seat? I've talked about this with Dr. Stan. Declare a war and blame it on the war. Blame it on some terrorist. Blow up an atom bomb, a little nuke in some little town in America, and blame it on some towel heads, and run off to war, and then say because of the war and this crisis, we have to print new money. They have to do this because the politicians will be on the hot seat if we devalue the money. Expect this. Watch what happened in Argentina. This is Argentina from 10 years ago. And they tried to run off and have a little war in the Falkland Islands to distract their people from the fact that the politicians and the bankers had done this. Every country of the world tries to do these distractions. And so this is what they're going to do. And every time you're online and you hear all these things, there could be another terrorist. The terrorist could be the United States. So to allow this to happen, it might be done by somebody else, but they can allow it to happen. And so this is their only way off the hot seat, is to devalue the currency. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's one more option we didn't talk about. I know all of you will write to me tomorrow morning on email. A gold standard, of course. If you went to a gold standard, you'd have to limit the amount of dollars you could print, because for every dollar, you'd have to have so much gold. You say it would be 40% backed or 20% backed. So then you'd have gold in every bank to back up your paper money, and therefore put a limit on how much money could be printed, and immediately there'd be confidence in the U.S. dollar. The world economy would change. Everything would be fixed. People would believe the United States dollar is really worth something, and the whole thing would be fixed. But what would it do? It would stop the fraud of the central bankers. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't hear that the most obvious option is to go to a gold standard. That would fix everything. Now, there's some glitches in it, and people say there may not be enough gold. Well, gold is selling at about $1,200 an ounce and probably ought to be selling at $6,000 an ounce if you take all the money in the world and divide it by the amount of gold we have. So they're purposely and intentionally depressing the value of gold. The Federal Reserve has admitted it sent hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign bankers to then buy gold at a depressed price to keep the price down. Why? I'm going to make you somebody of wealth right now, and you have a lot of money. Would you like to place it in stocks? You'll lose your shirt. It's a manipulated market. Would you like to place it in real estate? It's 30% overvalued. Would you like to place it in municipal bonds where you can buy, loan some money out and get it tax deferred? Well, the municipal bonds are going default. 201 municipal bonds defaulted on $6 billion of payments. The municipalities couldn't pay on their bonds here. So this is the rock bed of the wealthy people. They all own the municipal bonds. So where would you like to put your money? Where would you like to put it? You're wealthy. People are starting to put it into gold because there's no other option. If people put their money into gold, what happens to the stock market? It crashes. What happens to the real estate market? It crashes. What happens to the municipal bond market? It crashes. Folks, they don't want an alternative. If gold wins, everything else loses. And guess what? They didn't sow sleep. There go all the pension plans. There goes everything that everybody, you know, we built our house on sand and not on rocks. We've fallen for this falsehood, and we're in a box canyon that the Federal Reserve has put us in. And they can't even handle it themselves. It's ready to crash at any minute. Don't make me... don't make what I say make you too nervous. Somehow Americans will prevail over this, but you need to take your country back. need to pray we get back to the gold standard we were originally on. That's what we need to do.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Bill, and the difficulty is that nobody wants to say this. Why? Because the bankers don't want the discipline. They, of course, love the system because they can continue making money out of nothing. Gold requires discipline. You can't increase the money supply, and of course you'll restrict your profits. But in the final analysis, you'll have a solvent monetary system. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it intentionally. And if you want to save America, we've got to get back to a sound monetary system. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi. Well, Bill, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. It's been fascinating.
I just wanted to wrap it up tonight, Dr. Stan, by saying, remember when Don...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Government is under the control of the Wall Street financiers who have a different agenda because I believe many of them, of course, worship a different God. Bill, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks very much. It was a fascinating one-hour presentation. I hope everybody understands that banks create money out of nothing and then have the audacity to charge us interest on it.
History is really something we've never learned from it. I think we need to hold the hand of who's in charge of history. And unless we can believe in God, that's, we have nothing else left to hold on to.
Amen to that. God bless and thanks so much, Bill. Okay, man, that was Bill Sardi, and Bill is absolutely right. Behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and you need to read it through several times. I do want to mention the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on June 5th and June 6th. The telephone number for information, 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. They're going to have some great speakers. I will be there, although I won't be speaking, but we'll have a table, and they've dubbed us as an honored guest, so whatever that means. Anyway, a lot of our friends will be there, and I'm sure many people that we've had on our program will actually be speakers there. Hope to see you. Then, of course, we need to mention that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, because we've got to maintain our 60 outlets across America. And believe me, it's an expensive proposition. We appreciate so much the fact that many of you do give sacrificially. Some of you I know cannot give. I mean, a lot of people are hurting today, with 20 to 25 million Americans either unemployed or underemployed. But if you can't help us, why, at least please keep us in your prayers. Pray for our provision and our protection. Certainly, we mentioned we do have some great health products. One of them is called Prostate Support for men over 60 or having difficulties. One is called Menopause Support for women who are going through that difficult time of change of life. One is called Immune Support, and it's for people who are having chronic immune problems. Now, you certainly need to see a doctor, but if you need additional help, why, this is what it will. Many people have been helped with these products. We have a whole flock of healthcare products. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com or ask for one of our catalogs or lists. And, of course, we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry the Berkey products. We carry products which we hope many of you will want to use, and this does help us do what we do. We have a couple of advertisers, and we hope that you'll consider their products as well. If you have not heard my talk on the secret or the forbidden secret, you need to hear it. You need to hear our latest talk on the specter that haunts America. The specter that haunts America, and it's one of our latest DVDs. It goes into the question of why do we have so much degenerative central nervous system disease today? Multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, anterior lateral sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, dementia. Why are one in every six American children have a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability? Why are certainly the IQs of our children falling, and certainly so that when our kids graduate from high school and they're tested comparatively with kids from other nations, our students can't stack up with the students from Lithuania and Latvia as far as competitive teaching is concerned, comparative education? Why are these things happening? Well, the specter that haunts America will give you some of the answers. And I will give you an excellent overview on what's going on today. You need, of course, to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet. We're on shortwave satellite radio stations across America. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Your